Blog Talk Radio.
Season 3, Episode 6. It's Sunday, October 16th, and it's Sunday. I hope everyone's having a great end to their weekend. Big week coming up. Chivanko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's show. John, why don't you get us going?
Beautiful. I just want to say today's show, MJJ Talk, is the place for conversation. We're sponsored in part by the following: Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Sounds so good right now. Don't wait till Halloween to get your Reese's treats. The cups of the peanut butter filling and the chocolate molding make it a sensation with your taste bud. Get a bag of Reese's and listen to MJJ Talk every week, because Reese's and MJJ Talk, yeah, that's perfect. So, a lot's been going on in the news, and we are a few days from the final presidential debate in Nevada, hosted by Chris Wallace, Fox News. We have been talking about the media bias and much to that, but I wanted to start our show on a, more serious issue, which is kind of sad in North Carolina. To be in fact, Orange County, there was an overnight attack that the police are investigating, and it involved a act of political terrorism, as the GOP called it, whereas in one of the North Carolina political offices for the GOP was burnt by a flammable material that was thrown in the front window of the headquarters, which started a blaze, which burnt everything inside, and the person spray painted on the side, "Nazi Republicans leave town or else." And Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton responded. Hillary Clinton said the attack on the Orange County headquarters at NC GOP office is horrific and unacceptable. Very grateful that everyone is safe. And Donald Trump said animals representing Hillary Clinton and Dems in North Carolina just firebombed our office in Orange County because we are winning at NC GOP. So, Javanko, what do you believe is going on here?
Well, there's something that had just happened like this, where the GOP headquarters was attacked in Orange County. It's awful, and I can't help but to think that it's part of the Never Trump movement. This was a step in that direction.
I don't know if it was a Never Trump movement. I think it was Democrats, because they did spray paint.
No, I'm not saying
Nazi
that the
Republicans
never,
leave
the
town
Never
or
Trump
else.
Movement are the Democrats. They are the liberals. That's part.
Well,
all
I
part
think
of
the Never
Trump,
Trump movement.
Movement.
Well, I think the Never Trump movement are Republicans that will never vote Trump.
Yeah, there are. But
no, that's what you can't classify Democrats as being in the Never Trump movement, because they are never Republicans.
It consists of Democrats and Republican elites. But
okay, I agree with that, I guess.
Whoever was a part of this is totally against Trump. There's no question.
I think they're against the Republicans, too.
That's a tricky one.
Well, Javanko, if you look at the pictures.
Because of the elite.
Well, the thing is, if you look at the picture. If you look at the pictures of the burnt room or the burnt office, there are political posters, U.S. Senate, governor, Court of Appeals. It was a Republican headquarters, and they had Trump signs in there too. But they were all Republican signs.
See, this all should never, ever, ever be happening.
Well, it shouldn't, and I think that's a
think of it this way: politics. This is being taken to an all-time low. We've never seen anything like it in this country, where political backgrounds, Democrats, Republicans, would go at each other like this, like they've been doing for the past almost 2 years now during this election. There's never been anything like this.
I just don't understand why.
It's laughable.
All right. I can tell you right now,
Hillary's group knew this was going to happen. I can tell you that right now. They are trying to do everything they can to dismantle Trump, who, quite frankly, is actually trying to bring the Republicans together. But all those assholes who unendorsed him and are telling him to get out of the race, along with Mitt Romney and the Bushes, who are at the top of the Republican group, are all there. I've made it perfectly clear last night. They're all in cahoots. They've been in cahoots. I told you, it's all because they are scared of him and what he would do. He may not be able to get, working with Congress may be very difficult, but you also got to remember, Trump is owned by no special interests. Owned by none of them. He is self-funded. So that alone is very threatening. Thank God no one got hurt. I'm glad no one got hurt. But wasn't a bunch of information and shit destroyed? Am I correct in saying that?
I think it just shows you the divide in the United States, and I think that's why I brought this up, because we talk about the divide throughout all of our shows with the Democrats and Republicans. And this just shows a deep divide within the United States, and it's a problem because it's not getting better, and we should respect each. You know, we talk about the Democrats all the time, and we have tough things to say, but we don't make people silent. When we bring people on the show, we bring Democrats, we bring far left Democrats onto the show, but we don't try to silence them. We want them to give their opinions out. And what they're doing, I see, is they're trying to silence the Republicans by destroying their property. And that's not going to work. It's just going to make more people angry. And I just think this is an act of it's a terrorist act. You are trying
it's
to silence people based on their
act of
views
reason.
And opinions.
It's an act of treason, because if you think about it, Democrats and Republicans, they butt heads, but they're in government to work together to bring stability in the United States and make compromises. Look, this is a form of treason against the system, against what we stand for in this country. And you know what? I said this before, it's a two-party dictatorship, but they've taken it to... Now these two dictators are fighting like cats and dogs. But like I said, you always have the elites up on the top that are in cahoots. It's a very, very complex, confusing, and corrupt dynamic that we have here. It goes every which way. And we're the laughing stock. We are the laughing stock. Meanwhile, we're moving more socialist. I don't even say more than socialist because I know I'm going to get in trouble if I say anything else. But, I mean.
We're not trying to silence you, Chevenko. But,
if you really want me, and if you really want me to put it to you this way, look,
maybe we shouldn't push it.
I'll give you an example. Forcing health care down people's throats? That's totalitarianism. Forcing people to have health care. Forcing people to get an easy pass so they can ride on the mass pike, otherwise they're going to be charged. That's totalitarianism. That's which is 10 times worse than socialism. When you make orders and laws in ways that you don't give people choices, that is totalitarianism. And
look, we need look.
We
I
don't have a
don't
choice.
Like, you know, I've been talking to someone too about this the other day, and it's about the Democrats. And I hate to bring it up again, but the Black Lives Matter movement. And I was talking to someone about that, and it's, I mean, as of now, we haven't seen, I mean, it's probably still, but they don't put it on the news anymore. Surprising, right? The media fuels the flames. But I think the problem is, you know, civil rights movement, peaceful. And they get their message across. You know, Black Lives Matter movement, at times it's peaceful, but at other times it's a riot. A riot is when you're disrupting the peace. It's not peaceful. And a riot is a violent disturbance of the peace by a crowd. And a is a statement of or action expressing disapproval of an object or to something. So it's there's something peace and riot, you know?
They've gone so out of control, and not just physically. Through social media, I mean, some of the things that people put is just absolutely ridiculous. It came out, one of the WikiLeaks things that came out, it was a clip from Obama. He was in some meeting. I think he was running for president. I'm not sure. Basically trashing religion. Did you hear about this?
Well, no, I wasn't. I thought it was their campaign staff.
So you got Obama saying religion's a joke. Anyone who follows religion can't, like, think for themselves or something to that effect. And then you got the WikiLeaks information, like I mentioned before, with the email correspondence between Hillary's people saying trashing the Catholic religion. I mean, pretty soon we won't have freedom of religion. You can't have a Christmas tree. You can't say God. We don't have the Pledge of Allegiance anymore in school.
Yeah, we actually brought that up. We brought that up, and we were saying, can you believe they don't say the pledge? They don't say the pledge anymore.
Because it has God in it. The way we run our country, get the hell out. Plain simple, we've become such pussies. It's not even funny. We have not stood on our own two feet since the minute Obama came in. And that's just how it's been. We have no choice.
I mean,
we have no freedoms. They're trying to take the... Mind you, they're trying to take away the Second Amendment. big problem.
Listen here, Cervenko. The Second Amendment. Let me get my Constitution out, please. Let me read you the Bill of Rights, Second Amendment. And that Second Amendment of the Constitution, I just want to read it word for word, just so we know. Don't you agree we should read it out loud?
Yes, I think we should.
All right, so the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to keep the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed upon. The right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. That is saying you should be able to own a gun. And let me just say something, Cervenko. If you are going to change that Second Amendment, want me to tell you something?
All right, I'm listening.
What is next? When it comes to voting, you either have to be a well-educated person. Do you have to have a certain... Should we infringe upon our voting rights? One day
let
we
me
should
tell
say
you
have
something.
To have this level of education. When you start changing the amendments, what is next?
The police, they're a voter fraud ever since Obama got in. Way back, voter fraud wasn't a thing. But now, remember the company Acorn under the Obama administration? Where they were making
stop
a freaking.
It.
No,
oh, yeah.
No. Listen to me. When they were making up names so they can put in more votes, that's exactly what they're in. One of the states, one of the Midwestern states, found this out and prosecuted everyone that was involved. It's totally illegal. Totally illegal. And that's what they're trying to do with this Hillary campaign. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Not the same company, but they're trying to do it again. Yet again. So now, yes, our voting rights are being threatened because... Now we're going to have these restrictions because of these people making up names or bringing up dead people's names and saying this person voted. Well, those people don't exist. So, yes, in that way, our voting rights are being threatened because now we're going to have more restrictions just to vote. And we're trying to, mind you, we're trying to get people like you and I, as young as you and I, to vote. So you have that going on in the background.
Well, Acorn got thousands of people that are dead to register and actually vote.
Unfucking believable. Have we
Cervenko,
stooped
they're not...
this slow?
Cervenko, you got to do whatever it takes to win, apparently.
Yeah,
is that ethical?
That is not ethical.
All the people that die every single year vote. So I guess when we die, we can still vote, apparently.
It's unfreaking believable. You know, the more I think about this shit, the more it makes me sick to my stomach. It really does, because I assume you want kids one day. I want a couple of kids my own. If Hillary gets in, God help us, because it's going to be a terrible world to bring up children in. It really is. And I'm not just saying that. I mean that.
Cervenko, this election is going to change the direction of our country.
If you go with Trump, you have a better chance going up. You go with Hillary, I'm telling you right now, it's going to go down fucking hill, and it's going to go downhill fast. I was talking to my friends the other day about the bathroom bill, saying, how the hell do you expect kindergarten and elementary school kids to understand what the hell's going on? the whole transgender thing and the bathroom thing. How the hell do you expect them to understand that? And they're going to probably think that it's okay to just do it whenever you want. And then Obama forcing the schools to go through with this, or he's going to cut public funding? Excuse me, that's totalitarianism, I think, not giving them a choice. I mean,
I think
our public
down to at the end of the day, state rights and reasons why we live in states. Look, some people choose, I mean, just like Common Core, education should be run by the states. If your state's not doing a good job, then maybe you should go to another state. Isn't that what the system is about?
No, because you know why? They got the Department of the Federal Department of Education should be eliminated entirely, and it should be brought back local. That's what our public schools, they're going to be so diluted, so decimated, it's not even funny. They are going to be the slum schools of our generation if this keeps up. And the high-end schools are going to be the charter schools and the magnet schools. I'm not saying it's not okay to have them. You can have them, but you shouldn't be taking public school funding away, like in Shrewsbury, hometown, over $800,000. Over $800,000.
It's a corrupt system. Corporations are profiting off of Common Core.
Absolutely they are.
So I think that is crazy. And we're going to talk more, I just want to say, about when we're talking about education here, which is a huge thing in the election now, but when it comes to voting in Massachusetts, we're having a special Massachusetts show by the end of the month where we're going to talk about the ballot initiative questions, which includes charter schools in Massachusetts. And I know some people like John Oliver have knocked charter schools off. And I just want to say, I don't know if you've ever seen John Oliver, Jovanko.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, have you ever seen John Oliver?
No.
Well, John Oliver is like a he's like a Bill Maher. And he knocked off charter schools.
Okay.
And I got to just say to these people, like Bill Maher and stuff like that, they're in it for profits. They're part of the mainstream media. But the problem with them is their audience, and this is for another show, but the audience that they attract to is young people. And they're literally influencing them very strongly because a lot of young people aren't following politics and they're trying to shape their minds at a young age. And they're doing a huge disservice. But not just that, Jovanko.
Yeah.
But I think they need to report it both ways.
They need to.
And
it's just
when you prey on kids, it's just like, come on.
No, there are future. There are future.
I know. It's sad.
You know
it
what?
Really
you know what? Parents
sad.
Need to start freaking knowing how to raise their fucking kids and bring them up with morals, what's right and what's wrong, and manners. See, that's another fucking thing. We've become so fucking careless. No one speaks up anymore, and no one knows how to raise their freaking kids. We were raised properly. My parents grew up in the 50s and 60s. That was a time where if you didn't respect your elders, you would get the freaking whack. You had manners.
Yeah.
You had respect. You had morals. Brought up with that. I'm sure you were too.
Yeah, it's sad that it's just sad with the political correctness today.
What
And I think that's shaping. And that's what's shaping all of this. So, you know, I hope me and you can continue posing this to our viewers, because I thought today's show was important to get across these small views, because this is like the platform we used to do prior to the election, you know, the primaries, which, you know, we'll be coming back after the election season. We're going to be talking about policies and seeing who's ever the commander-in-chief, seeing how they're doing and reacting to it.
Right.
So, you know, I think I'm not saying I look forward to after the election, because it's been fun, to be honest, watching the news. Well, I don't know. At times it's fun, at other times it's disgusting. But to come back to a sense of the issues again, if you want, I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't wait till we talk about the issues again.
You've been witness to this. Our very first, we were talking like crazy second semester of my freshman year, spring of 2015. I told you, I said to multiple people when I came back home, I said, you watch, this is going to be the biggest joke of an election. This is going to be the biggest circus we have ever had in the history of this country. You watch and see. Now, that was back in May. And I would say to people, I mean, look at the lineup we have. Look at the lineup. Just people, I mean, they would just respond to me in disgust. They'd be like, oh, what a freaking joke. But that it came down to this and how worse it's gotten?
Yeah.
Holy shit. But we got about 3 minutes left.
Yep, we have 2 minutes. And
2 minutes.
Let's cue the music. I want to say, Jovanko, why don't you give our viewers a little overview for this upcoming weekend review?
So we got tomorrow's show at 11 o'clock. It's basically going to be a preview of what we think is going to happen based on these current events for the upcoming debate, which is Wednesday. And on Wednesday, the same night as the debate, after the debate, we will have our discussion of basically like an after show type of style. After the debate at 11 o'clock, we'll be discussing the events and some of the issues that were being debated as well. So please tune in tomorrow night at 11 o'clock and Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. And please keep up with the news, and please watch
the
debate.
It's been a busy week. It's
been
a busy week because we did a show yesterday too, our first ever Saturday show. So I look forward to this week. It's going to be a lot of politics and a lot of watching and analyzing. So Jovanko, tell everyone what you're up to this week.
I am still sick. I'm not feeling good. I'm just freaking doing homework left and right. I'm trying to get everything caught up and just working very hard. So, and I think I have to work a couple of times this week too. So that's upcoming. And then I have a weekend off from any meets. So it'll be hopefully an easy week. What about you, John?